when you talk about, it's really beautiful when you talk about in my heart of hearts, I know how and why and from where. That's not conditioning talking. That's your clarity. But then as soon as the conditioning hears such a level of clarity, such a willingness, it just slices right in and says, oh, but you're ruining everything. See, you should be doing this and that, and you're doing it all wrong, and you're not going to get there. It's eluding you. And so that's the past conditioning you're worried about, whether you're following that. It's only that voice that says, somehow I'm not doing it right, that you have to be concerned with in terms of, is this something I shouldn't listen to? Does that sound right?
I think it's really scary to live in the world where you feel very open and loving. Mm-hmm. And you feel that space come up often, and you act on it, or you be it, and then that which you see around you doesn't always reflect it. Mm-hmm. Although it seems to more and more. And I have a sense that Los Angeles itself is a heck of a place. Having come here recently, as I shared with you, Jyoti, Berkeley, it's a heck of a place to be.
You noticed that, huh?
Didn't take long. And yet, the more expansive you get, it's almost not that hard.
So even the voice that says, I'm in a space of lovingness, but the city doesn't seem to match that. There's other things going on that make me vulnerable, and it's kind of dangerous. Even that statement is a conditioned statement. So what you have to watch out for, in my view of things, is that kind of subtle judgment that says, here's where I am, and here's the rest of it. That's dangerous, because it's felt to be valid. It's felt to be a real situation. And it's actually not. It's actually a mind-created illusion. Because if it was real, if the being love was in fact not an idea, was an actual fact, then you would feel vulnerable without being afraid. The fear is the clue that there's something going on that isn't quite accurate to what the reality is. Because love, real love, love that takes you over, that's involuntary, that's coming from the real heart of hearts, doesn't tend to fall into evaluating whether it's dangerous or whether it's scary or how it feels. It really, interestingly enough, has almost nothing to do with feeling. So when feeling comes along, that's kind of a cue, kind of a clue that there's a mental idea going on. And the mental idea you're talking about is really